here real quickly here. Softball is off to a good start here this year. They will host Holcomb coming up here tomorrow. Both teams are tied in the league standings. Also with Cimarron at 3-1, and both teams are going to be 5-1 entering tomorrow. We got a couple of juniors joining us here, and we'll start off here with junior Mallory Cup here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, this has been a different year for you so far. Last year, of course, in freshman year, played primarily second base every game. You've caught a little bit this year and playing some other positions. How's that adjustment been for you?
It's been definitely different, but honestly, it's been an easy adjustment.
And I know you probably have caught before, haven't you?
Yeah, that's why it made it a little easier.
All right. What's maybe the difference now compared to when you caught maybe before? Maybe it was summer travel ball or whatnot.
I think during travel ball, I was more just doing my best to catch the ball, and now I'm trying to actually sell it, like sell the strikes more so.
How's your sales pitch been?
It's getting better slowly but surely, just trying not to drop that third strike.
All right. Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. No, but, of course, you're working with Cheyenne, and how do you feel like your communication has been here this year?
I definitely feel like we can read each other pretty well, and we know how to get each other in a better mood when we're both down.
All right. Well, big doubleheader tomorrow with Holcomb. I know that's got to be pretty exciting. Get you guys amped up, right?
Yeah, it sure will.
All right. What would you like to see as you move through this season here?
I'd like to definitely improve on my batting, just doing whatever it takes to get on base every time.
All right. Mallory Cup joining us here, junior catcher, utility player, I guess you could say as well, right? What other positions have you played?
I was in outfield some when I was playing in elite, and then second, obviously. That's about it. Pitcher yet, sadly.
Not pitcher. No. Next week, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Thanks again. Good luck to you coming
Thank
up.
Thank you.
All right, junior Mallory Cup, and now we have junior Cheyenne Kramer. And you've had a good start to the year here, Cheyenne. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Yesterday, I got the win in game one there. And how'd you feel like your pitching has been this year?
Pretty good. Yeah.
All right, and have you added some more things to your arsenal or added a little bit more speed maybe?
Yeah, I definitely worked on speed over the off season.
All right, what's the fastest you've been able to throw?
I think I've hit 61 a couple times.
Ooh, that'll leave a mark. All right, but yesterday, a little bit warmer day, probably one of the warmer days of the year you've had a competition in, and facing a Colby team that can be pretty good, and you guys were able to kind of dominate them. How'd you feel like your day was against the Lady Eagles?
Pretty good pitching-wise. Hitting definitely still needs to improve, but overall I think we did pretty good.
All right. What are some things that you're looking at to improve on in the circle there?
Definitely hit spots, mm-hmm. Make sure everything is working and moving.
I know tomorrow's got to be a pretty exciting day with Holcomb. It's a good rivalry for you guys and a good competitive one. And I guess what are you looking forward to the most here tomorrow?
Definitely good competition. They're going to be a tough team to play, but hopefully we come away with two wins.
All right. Yeah, that'd be pretty fun there. But you've had a good start to the year here, Cheyenne, and I know that batting is going to come around here eventually. Yeah, thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Cheyenne Kramer joining us here. We'll talk with Coach Erin Myers here real quickly, but she's getting the headset on. Coach, split yesterday at Colby, win the first game, lose a second game, one-run differential. How'd you feel like you guys played overall yesterday at Colby?
Yesterday we did. I mean, I'm pretty happy with, especially the first game. I mean, 15-3. Mm-hmm. How can you not be happy with scoring 15 points? Our base running was insane yesterday. I mean, just like taking extra bases when we were able to, and you know, we had some win yesterday too, and we had a couple pop ups, but you know, a couple of our girls were, you know, they hit it up in the air, but like they didn't throw a fit or anything. They ran straight to first, and they were actually, one of them, I think it was Hannah, that she was, or Cheyenne, she was able to make it all the way to third, like on a pop-up, and because they dropped it. So base running definitely was very smart yesterday. And Cheyenne, I think she had a total of like both games. I want to say she had around 15 strikeouts, so very good outing.
Yeah, second game, a lot closer game there, followed by a run there, 5-4, I believe it was. But, Colby's a team that's gotten a lot better over the last year or so. And what was maybe the difference in that game yesterday?
I mean, I mean, Colby has always been a very good hitting team. They all have about the same kind of swing, so I can definitely tell they definitely teach mechanics and don't let the girls have any kind of, like, individuality with their swing. And that's if that works for them, that's great, and it obviously is. And, you know, the difference was yesterday we just didn't hit the ball very well in the second game. I mean, we had the bases loaded, and we left girls on base, and we had every opportunity to win it there at the end. It was we had bases loaded in the sixth and seventh inning, and we just couldn't execute. So, you know, I'm not mad. You know, I mean, it's early. The season's early, and we're still struggling a little bit with chemistry and trying to figure out who's going to play where. And, I mean, like, we're playing all kinds of different positions, and, you know, it's when you're under pressure and it's all up to you to get the, you know, at least hit one person in, that's a lot. And I'd rather, you know, them learn that lesson now than later on in the season.
We're going to get a big doubleheader here tomorrow at home against Holcomb, and it's going to be both teams 3-1 in the league, 5-1. They split with Cimarron yesterday, and Holcomb, it's going to be kind of a similar situation for them as you guys.
I agree. I mean, they lost some seniors from last year, too. They definitely have they have three really good returning you know, girls, and they're – pitcher Corinne Johnson, you know, she's a junior, and it's always been between her and Cheyenne with the best pitching in the league. And same with Ryan Rodriguez. She's the catcher at Holcomb, and you know, her and Tori were always kind of the two that kind of battled off for the best catcher in the league as well. And she's just a junior. And then with their shortstop Emma Cornelson, she's pretty good as well. They all three have a pretty good bat. So those are the three that I'm definitely. I mean, we're going to have to kind of, you know, learn how to play defense and execute.
All right. Well, it's a good opportunity here to get some good competition here once again tomorrow. And, boy, this schedule is pretty thick right now here in this part of the season.
It is, and it makes me excited, to be honest. I'm old enough now and long enough in my career that I'm really more interested in trying to get that experience that's going to help us in the future as opposed to those wins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, I really feel like we grew a lot as a team yesterday, even though we did lose. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we were actually talking yesterday and we were cheering each other on. And I know those girls I know they went home yesterday thinking, I mean, I should have hit that pitch. And I'd rather it now, you mm-hmm. know, than later on. And I know later on we're going to execute. And, you know, one loss does not define our team. So it's only going to make us better.
Absolutely. And it's only one game out of the year.
That's true. You know, and we have Garden City coming up, Cimarron coming up. So I'm really excited for our schedule this year. I think it's only going to make us better.
Absolutely. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Lady Beavers at home tomorrow afternoon against Holcomb. Thanks again for the time, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.